This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Police also investigating a deadly crash that happened early yesterday at the intersection of Jetwing and Fountain. Investigators say a vehicle traveling west on Fountain ran a red light and hit a vehicle traveling south on Jetwing. One person died in the crash. Police say the speed and an impairment did play a role in this crash. One person has been arrested.
A Colorado Springs man previously convicted of a 2022 murder at New Havana Bar and Grill in Colorado Springs has been slapped with a lengthy prison sentence. The shooting happened on August 19th of last year. Colorado Springs police found 37-year-old Glenn Fruster shot and killed in the parking lot at New Havana Bar and Grill. Police say that 41-year-old Carnell Davis was the suspect and was arrested. Friday, an El Paso County judge sentenced him to 48 years in prison after he pled guilty to second-degree murder. Davis was also convicted of several other felony charges and could face up to an additional 36 years in prison.
Police in Pueblo are looking for a suspect after a deadly weekend shooting. Officers called to a home in the 1000 block of Berkeley Avenue after that shooting was reported on Saturday night. Police found a man dead inside the home as well as dogs wounded by gunshots. The dog had to be euthanized after being taken to an area veterinarian. Pueblo Police Sergeant Frank Ortega.
Our detectives needed to conduct some follow-up and do some other additional things to kind of wrap up this case.
Police have said that a suspect has been identified, but no arrest has been announced in this case.
Fort Carson is deactivating its mounted color guard. The Mountain Post said that the cost of maintaining the color guard has become too prohibitive under the fort's current funding. The color guard will be deactivated in January. Officials say they will spend the next few months looking for suitable homes for the mounts used by the color guard. Meanwhile, gas prices are surging to an eight-year high. Make that an eight-month high. Experts in the know, like Tom Closa, says cuts are in production. Those are the reasons why those prices and gas are going up. So is the record-breaking heat.
You've got a lot of refineries that are coughing and wheezing. They're not really geared to run with 10 or 15 days of 100-degree temperatures in a row.
AAA says the average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.94 a gallon across Colorado. In Colorado Springs, the average price is sitting at about $3.92. That's 17 cents higher than the national average of $3.75 a gallon. The El Paso County Treasurer's Office will be closed for the next few weeks for a software upgrade. The county treasurer says the office will be installing a new system called Collectware that will provide improvements to processes like generating tax statements. The new system also is designed to process payments faster and help manage delinquent tax bills. The closure begins today and will continue through Thursday, August 13th.
The dog days of summer are taking on a new meaning this year at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The zoo has been testing out a pilot program that allows visitors to bring in their well-behaved dogs to the zoo on certain afternoons. The zoo program has proven popular, and the zoo scheduled two additional dog days for August 14th and August 29th. More information about ticket prices and scheduling is available on the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo's website.
Sunny skies here for the next couple of hours, then increasing clouds as we head into the afternoon. Monsoonal moisture working its way up into the area brings us showers and thunderstorms the next couple of days. Certainly a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s around Colorado Springs and the mid-90s for the Pueblo area. Similar conditions, but a better chance for showers and thunderstorms coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will hold in the mid-80s for Colorado Springs and the low to mid-90s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.